I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's not many times where it all comes together. So yesterday, one of the lines I like saying when somebody liberal says something completely outrageous, wait a minute, buddy. Had a chance to do that yesterday on the big issue of the day, which may be gone by the end of this day. And that's what the heck is going on with this governor who appears to be way off. I don't mean just the stuff with the picture and the explanation and the moonwalking, the infanticide. My theory is not that Democrats were trying to take him out because about what he said about infanticide. But what he said about infanticide last week, in some circles, if the media actually put it out there, people saw it and it called attention to this guy. And stuff that may have been out there and bubbling for a while surfaced. These photos, blackface, the moonwalking, the shoe polish, the KKK, and there's a bunch of them in this medical school. So yesterday I was on Fox News. It's rotating. Chris is on and Rich is on. It seems to be some kind of, I think it's every 6 weeks or so. And this is what they wanted to talk about, but they were trying to find some fresh angles on it. And Fox versus the other shows, they do a good job. They put you on with someone very liberal. I've never been on before with this guy, Matt, who was from Minnesota. And it was going okay the first go-round. I want to play the second go-round, though. And you're starting to see even our buddy Morning Joe, Cup of Joe this morning, talking about a rebuttal to all this stuff on Northam, the governor of Virginia. Like, how do Republicans have a nerve to do it? So this talk host, Matt from Minnesota, yesterday took a stab at it and tried to play the card of the Covington kids.
If you want to talk about things, let's talk about consistency. I know pretty much every Democrat has condemned Northam. We have a lot of problems on the Republican side. We had a school the Republicans were backing up, had photos of blackface students at a basketball game come out, and they defended those kids. Yeah, you got Steve King,
minute.
Who's a
You're
walking
talking
Klan
about
rally.
Covington kids.
Wait a minute, buddy.
Matt, we've got
talking about
fellas,
the Covington
fellas,
kids.
Fellas,
are you
fellas,
kidding
I'm
me?
Fellas, we're going to stop right now. We're going to stop there because the facts of that, Matt, are well in dispute. You know that. Yeah. I know that. And it's a completely different situation involving high school kids, not a governor. Let's leave it at that.
All right. So I was all prepared to launch on the whole notion. See, I thought he was going to say the Covington kids facing off with the Native American, and we were defensive about that. That's one thing. That would be ridiculous, too. But you know the story of the Covington kids had a blackout at their school where everything was in black around some kind of spirit. Now, you know, the lesson is it's never a good idea to be doing anything like this in any way, shape, or form. No matter how you go about it, no matter what the thought is, don't go near this. Why bring all this type of stuff up? Why either be insensitive or come across as insensitive? Why engage in it? Just stop it. Don't make arguments. Don't be talking to yourself, why can't I do it? Don't do it. I'm saying that about the school. So, Morning Joe this morning continues this theme about Republicans. Why do they have anything to say about Northam? If you're a conservative or a Republican, you have forfeited all kinds of ability to ever talk about racist moments like this.
There were many times I had to go off of Twitter this weekend. The hypocrisy actually for Trump Republicans, even after looking at it and dealing with it, and watch their hypocrisy over free trade, watch their hypocrisy over NATO, watch their hypocrisy over their former positions on holding Russia in check, watch their hypocrisy on big spending, watch their hypocrisy on big deficits. I've watched their hypocrisy on the federal debt. But now I must say their hypocrisy on the issue of race after we go from the Muslim ban to the Hispanic doctor to the Gold Star mother to Charlottesville through all of the things Donald Trump has done. Seriously, these Trump Republicans seriously are going to lecture anybody on being insensitive on the issue of race?
Well, think of how many people, how many lives have been destroyed around this. Again, I have to say, in my view, most Republicans, most conservatives are not going crazy, are not piling on with this guy. It's not the end of the world to them to go after this. The point they're making, or at least the point I'm making, and made it last week, is just look at the media firestorm over this. And I get it's a significant matter. What the heck is up with this guy? And that goofy press conference where his wife had to point out it would be inappropriate to do so. We'll get to that in a second. But why in the world the infanticide comments? Why were they not analyzed and taken up? Why were they not even played? This guy strikes me there's a screw loose here. Rather than being malevolent. But what he said, the number of times we've looked at and played it, about then a discussion would ensue, and that Gomer Pyle-like way that he talks, that was not a firestorm. Now, I don't believe Democrats conspired to take this guy out because they were afraid about the infanticide comments because the media didn't cover it. And because a lot of them, I think, are supportive of it in some way, shape, or form. What they tried to do is to say that conservatives are making it up. He didn't say it. No, he did say it. He did slip into that. He did go down that path. He thinks as a doctor, this is all kind of clinical and he can do this stuff. That's the big story here. That's the thing that, to me, was not covered except by Fox News Channel. So as I watched this over the weekend, the news conference, Governor Northam, in case you missed it, goes off on, well, I don't think it's me. I don't know how this got on my page, but I did darken my face to be like Michael Jackson.
I dressed up in a, what's his name? Michael Jackson, excuse me. That's why
oh
I had
God, pain with what me. The heck is going on here?
I had the shoes. I had a glove. And I used just a little bit of shoe polish to put under my or on my cheeks. And the reason I used a very little bit is because I don't know if anybody's ever tried that, but you cannot get shoe polish off. But it was a
dance
contest.
That's good information to have.
I had always liked Michael Jackson. I actually won the contest because I had learned how to do the moonwalk. But then let me tell you what happened, Alan. I have a very close friend who was my assistant during the campaign. I don't think he would mind me telling you his name. His name is Seth Opoku-Yeboah. And during some of our long rides around the Commonwealth, the very issue of blackfacing came up. And he really did a good job communicating to me why that's so offensive. And it was actually during that conversation, I said, you know, Seth, I put some polish on my face. I competed in a dance contest dressed up as Michael Jackson. And I said, I assume you probably would think that's offensive. He said, I would. And I said, you know what, Seth? I appreciate you being open with me. I apologize for what I've done in the past. And I can promise you I'll never do that again.
The most bizarre type of stuff. This is as bizarre as it gets. He was going to moonwalk there. He was
thinking the competition in San Antonio was a dance competition.
Yes.
And it was that you danced the moonwalk?
That's right.
Are you still able to moonwalk?
Inappropriate circumstances.
My wife says inappropriate circumstances.
What kind of phrase? That's a new phrase to put out there. So everybody should have somebody off stage. Inappropriate circumstances. Move on. Whew. There's something, I realize the stress he must be under after all this, but this guy was billed as a moderate. It's the delivery is so Gomer Pyle and so all over the place. But with the infanticide, it was very similar, but he got it said. So the media just can't examine that. That comment is important, the infanticide. Now, this has a lot of significance, but to me, it's secondary in comparison to that. So I don't think Democrats took him out because they're worried about the infanticide. Maybe there was a political rival there. Maybe it's just he got more notoriety because of that infanticide in some circles. And people had these pictures. You got to wonder, too, the Gillespie campaign. How about the media? The Washington Post, which ran an ad in the Super Bowl. Bezos. Did you happen to see that? Jeff Bezos was in the box with Roger Goodell. Nothing good can come out of that. Can you imagine that conversation? And they ran an ad, I guess, upwards of $5 million, $6 million bucks it cost to pat themselves on the back. Democracy dies in darkness. The Washington Post Super Bowl ad. And yet they couldn't find this. I mean, this is one of the first rules of opposition research. One of the first things you're looking at. You're looking at yearbooks. You're looking at pictures. You're talking to people who went to school with someone. This was all pretty public, and this yearbook was pretty replete with this stuff. It wasn't just him. There were other photos in there. There was other stuff going on. What was the school thinking? 855-839-1210. You can get a line. I think the infanticide thing triggered something here. More scrutiny, or somebody thinking, this guy's prominent now. If I hit him with this now, that will make a difference. And how does a guy get into that? You know, one of the theories I told Ro, it's not, he didn't do this for Halloween. I hate all this adult stuff and all this costume stuff with Halloween. Some of the fraternity stuff seems to trigger this. Is it racism or is it just bad taste that goes into this type? Now, the KKK thing. What is that guy? And the guy has plaid pants on, and then they have Northam on with plaid pants in the same yearbook. They look exactly like the same plaid pants.
My wife says inappropriate circumstances.
Yes, there's a great catchphrase for today that might. So is it those influences? Is it the history of race in Virginia? I take the guy that he honestly admired, Michael Jackson, and that's why he was doing this stuff and entering dance contests, but it's 1984. He's 25 at that point. He's got political aspirations, you would assume. All right, let's go to John in Chester County. John's first in on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, John. Good morning.
Hey, Dom. How are you?
Good.
You know, it's hard to lie, okay? And it just takes me out my word of it. It's hard to lie.
Right.
When we listened to Governor Northam's statement about why he only put a little bit of shoe polish on his face, he's clearly saying he knows it's hard to get off because he's put shoe polish on his face before, and it was really hard to get off. And
maybe.
That's why this time,
yeah,
when he's doing Michael Jackson,
right,
he's only going to put a little bit on because it's hard to get off.
Yeah, that's possible. Yeah, he's trying to find some wiggle room here. I mean, what else would you expect him to do? When he's being told for this incident in his life, he's probably thinking, really, my whole life ruined by this, but that's what Democrats are telling him.
But if you listen to what he said, he's clearly admitting to having put shoe polish
right
on his face
right
before, and that makes his, you know, vacillation about that's me, that's not me in the yearbook really less.
Yeah, he's trying to find some wiggle room, I get it. The thing I'd say, look, I'm not going to be out of character. I'm going to be consistent. I'm not going to bury this guy for this. I think people are like, oh, God, do we have to? But they're thinking, well, this is exactly what Democrats would do to anybody who was remotely conservative. And the thing that's the most distressing is, even with all this, only a few people in the media ever brought up the beginning of the week with Northam when he talked about infanticide. Now, you would think, with all this, the biggest story for the last 72 hours, roughly, you would think that would trigger related matters to what he said about infanticide, but that just didn't happen. Media doesn't want to talk about that. That's the more significant to me. Not dismissing this, the sensitivities of people, what he did here, how he lied about it, this bizarro press conference, all true. But you would think this would drive more the other subject that President Trump's going to address tomorrow night in the State of the Union. Pat Toomey's on at 11 today. I'm going to ask him about that. What does he want to see? What does he think will be there? We think there will be commentary on abortion because of Northam, because of Cuomo, because of how heated this has become. So, you know, what this guy did with the KKK picture there, some of the other stuff he said, I get it why people would be upset with that. But I don't think this was all a dodge to get away from the infanticide. I think the infanticide triggered more scrutiny of an alleged moderate.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.